Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's August 17, 2022. It's shamanic breathwork time, and I have given fair warning to one and all. This is an intense mix. So thank you all for the courage who've showed up live, those who were getting ready to do it on the recording. So one and all, I created this to be an especially intense clearing process, and it should definitely loosen some stuff up if you've been having trouble getting it fired up there. All right, so let's go ahead and begin, as always, with setting our container. After the container is set, I'll just go over the most important instructions, and then we'll get into the mix. It takes about an hour for the mix. I'm going to make sure that my phone is not going to be a disruptive force. Okay, we should be good right there. Okay. So, as always, I ask your undivided attention. Please do only this, whether you're live or on the recording, because we all co-create the field, and we want it to be as awesome as possible. If you have to leave at any point, ask to be excused from the field. Just ask the allies for that. But be aware that, especially with the shamanic breathwork mix, if you can possibly stay till the end, that is better. It sometimes happens that stuff gets stirred up and it's very uncomfortable. And the urge to flee the process gets really strong because you think it'll be better. But what actually happens if you flee is that stuff just stays stirred up and doesn't clear. And then you get to carry it around for God knows how long. But if you're willing to stay with the process and stuff is stirred up and uncomfortable, then you have a much better chance of having it clear and be done with. So you could, like the Band-Aid, you know, you can, that's probably a terrible analogy. You can stick with the difficulty and work through it, or you can run away from it and have it stay with you, and then you'll just have to deal with it later again. So it takes a little bit of courage to do this work, but that's my recommendation if you have a difficult thing come up. All right, so with that said, let's set up the container. Please close your eyes and just passively receive this. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Kuichi. Oh, feeling good. I am that I am. For myself, I call on my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, service to other fourth density awareness or higher. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama, the hugging saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless us and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu, Mount Pisgah. Apu, Mount Mitchell. Apu, Grandfather Mountain. We call phoenix, dragon, jaguar, panther, owl, eagle, condor, hummingbird, bear, falcon, fox. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, everyone, please relax. The field isn't quite formed. Someone is trying to do something. Please be completely passive and just allow the field to form itself. There we go. Thank you. All right. So now if anyone would like to call in additional allies, as long as they're of high vibration and benevolent intent, they are welcome. So please take a moment to call in any additional allies that are of that nature. Okay, wrap up your call in. All right, very good. Take a moment, feel the energy in and around you. We definitely have a self container, safe container. Alrighty. Okay, so let me give you just the basics on what you need to know. Then we'll have questions if there's any, and then we'll get into it. Typically, this recitation of the things you need to know takes less than 10 minutes. Okay, so. Fair warning, this mix is extremely intense from the 7-minute to 23-minute marks. The 17-minute medley of instrumental progressive metal songs hits like a pile driver. It can help shake out deep-rooted energy blockages. Once you've passed through this musical gauntlet, the remaining songs are slow and beautiful. They will help you gently process whatever got shook up. Near the end of the progressive metal medley, there are intentional distortion and sonic artifacts that might sound like mistakes, but they're deliberate by the artist. This is some of the highest intensity music ever recorded by David Maximichick, my all-time favorite progressive metal musician. If this genre at all appeals to you, then go check him out on Spotify. Just listen to the top songs. He's amazing. He's a genius. I think he's one of the most amazing artists I've ever heard in my life, and I'm a huge music fan. Anyhow, that's my thing. So I'm covering the most important information. You'll breathe through the 60-minute mix. If you're on the live call, text me if you need support at 828-338-9852. My phone will be right by me, and I'll be able to converse with you if necessary. We won't be able to communicate via Zoom because I won't be in front of the computer. I'll be doing my own breathing at the time, but I will definitely pop in and help you if you need it. After the music ends, come back on Zoom to integrate and complete the process. I'm going to assume you've read the document on what shamanic breathwork is and what it does. Very powerful healing stuff. You know, the heritage, Let me just kind of scan through here. The mix pretty much works from bass up to crown. Starts rhythmic and intense for a while and then gets more etheric and celestial. Big point to make here, designed for healing, not necessarily enjoyment. You may not enjoy some of the progressive metal music. It's very intense and relentless at times, but it will shake things up, and that is why I programmed it. Again, it's not supposed to be fun necessarily, although if you're into it, that's great, but it's going to shake things up one way or the other. Deep, steady breathing will get you through all challenges. You will be able to handle anything that comes up, and your inner wisdom will only bring up experiences you're ready for. All kinds of dysfunctional things can be healed. Feel whatever you feel. Your shamanic journey may include this physical reality, the inner world, shamanic allies like power animals, divine beings, cosmic bliss, and such. During the journey, you can lay down, sit, stand, dance, whatever you want to do. You can scream, shout, laugh, cry, or be silent. Anything goes as long as you stay safe. Don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt anyone else. But if the body wants to move, move it around. There's no requirement for staying still or quiet. No one's going to hear you on the call anyway, because you're going to be muted. Okay. So the breathing is super important. I'm going to say this more than once, because it seems like no matter how many times I say it, one person doesn't get this. Okay. So please listen carefully. You do not have to do the strong breathing all the way through. That is not necessary. You breathe intensely until you start your journey. Then the breath doesn't matter. You can just let your body breathe however it wants to. As long as you're in the journey, no special breathing required. Once the journey ends and you're coming back to regular consciousness and wondering about your laundry list, then you start the breathing again. And you'd only breathe intensely as long as it takes to get into your next journey. Then don't worry about the breath. The breath is your gateway into the journey. Once you're in the journey, you do not need the breath, the special breath. Okay, so that's important to note here. I'll probably say that again. All right. So basically, the breathing optimally is deep and rhythmic, deep into your belly. When you're doing the special breathing, there is no pause between the exhale and inhalation. We'll practice it in a minute. Any combination is fine, nose, mouth, I don't care. I usually just open my mouth both ways because I can move more air that way and I can move into an altered state more quickly. But whatever you want to do, nose, mouth combo is fine. Okay. And again, this is not hyperventilation, it's super oxygenation. So hyperventilation would look like, like a dog panting. What I'm talking about is, super powerful, deep, full belly breaths. That's what we're doing for the breath work. This can block, you know, release block stuff and easily transitions you into an altered state. Breathe until you are surprised. The breath is an accelerator. The more fast and deep you breathe, the more intense the journey gets. The more you slow down the breath, the less intense it gets. So you have a lot of control. If you need to go to the bathroom, keep the music playing. You want to stay in sync with us. Just, you can, these journeys, you can turn them on and turn them off. You go to the bathroom in more normal consciousness, you get back to your room where your music is, you go right back into the journey. They have pause buttons, so to speak, but keep the music playing. If you want to do some art or other integration after we end the Zoom call, that's fine. We're not going to take time for that while we're together. You want to have the music as loud as possible without hurting your ears. If your experience feels too intense, first slow down your breathing. If it's still too intense, then reduce the volume of the music. So those are your controls. You can use headphones. It still works. But I mean, optimal is you got this amazing subwoofer and the music is moving your body with the bass waves and all that. Okay. Ideally, you wanted to have finished eating at least a couple hours before we start this. Heavy breathing can disrupt your digestion the way we breathe. I recommend no psychoactive substances. You'll get altered enough doing this. The sharing we do afterwards is confidential. Only those who hear it live or on the recording should, you know, be privy to it. Please don't share anything that anyone else says. You can share your own experience all day, but don't share what others say outside of our container here. Again, I strongly recommend you stay for the entire event, as I said earlier. If it gets intense, it's best to stay with the process and work through what's coming up instead of stopping and letting it hang around forever. Of course, if there's a genuine emergency or something you just have to deal with comes up, of course, take care of that. But if you're just feeling uncomfortable, then try to stay with the mix if you can. And please do participate in the integration afterward. Let's see, I already covered that. If you have a sitter, someone who's there with you to support you, then you need to talk to them about, what is and isn't okay. They can or cannot touch you without asking or intervene or whatever, just whatever rules you two set up between you two, just honor those. Lighting, dim room. I recommend a pallet on the floor. I don't want you rolling out of a bed and falling to the floor in the midst of a strong process or something. You want to be safe. Having layers, if you get hot or cold, that happens sometimes. Nice nearby to have water in a closed container, a notepad and pen or pencil. I gave you some other optional things. And I had the participant release form at the end. Basically, I'm not responsible if something happens to you. If you get hurt or die doing this, then I'm not legally responsible for that, is the bottom line. That's legal language I'm required to put in there. I've never had anyone die or get hurt doing a breath work, but we live in a litigious society, so I got to say stuff like that rather. That's it. So I'm going to I'll make sure unmuting is available. Yep. So if you're on the live call and you got a question, please unmute yourself now and ask it. If you're on the phone, it's *9. Otherwise, click your mic or type it in the chat. So I'll leave just a moment. If anyone has any questions, any concerns, let's work them now, because after this, we're going to start the music. Alrighty then, let's do some music. So let me get set up. Please get in your positions where you're, I like to lay down to start personally, but do what feels good. I'm now sharing screen with sound enabled. I've got the music ready to go. And all right, so we're now going to start the mix. It lasts 61 minutes. After it's done, please come back on and rejoin us for integration. So I believe everything is in order. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your
sail on, silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
Alrighty, so let's slowly start coming back. If Simon and Garfunkel didn't bring you back into your body, then just become aware of your physical self. and allow whatever you've been experiencing to slowly and easily integrate into your physical body. I see our live folks who had gone off Zoom to hear their mixes are coming back. Welcome back, everybody. So this is our time for any questions or comments or any feedback you have of any kind. Unmuting is set up, so anyone can just click on their mic icon or hit star 6 on their phone and we'll be able to hear you. So please don't be shy. If you have a question or comment, feel free to unmute yourself and just speak up. Again, everything we share here is confidential within Awakening Plus. And if you'd rather type your question or comment in the chat, that's fine too. I'll just read them aloud when they come along. Pete, hi. So Pete, I see that you've unmuted your mic, but I can't hear you. And I don't see any activity on your microphone. So if you, there you are.
There I am.
Yeah, I can hear you now. Hi.
That's okay. The mic was part of my camera, which is turned off. So it doesn't matter. I used the 2022 one, and I think I blanked out from some of the heavy metal stuff.
Not sure.
I don't remember hearing stuff that was so hard. I don't think I had the sound on loud enough at the beginning. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. That's it.
So how was your, other than getting knocked out, how was your experience?
Well, I cried through the whole thing. Most of it.
Wow.
There was just tears, and then there was screaming, raging tears, and then there was screaming tears, and it was
wow.
I've had it all inside me for a long time, but I mean, I knew that, no surprise.
Well, I'm so delighted to hear that. So, how do you feel now?
Oh, geez, drained. Actually feel good.
Good. Yeah, if you're not accustomed to this sort of intense cathartic stuff, it can be surprising to have such powerful stuff come out. But yeah, I've seen people just do deep processing in breath work, and I'm so glad you had a powerful emotional release. That's beautiful. That's
yeah,
beautiful.
I've done stuff before. It's just not this amount of time, I guess, the length of the time. Who knows what it was.
Yeah. Wow, beautiful. Yeah, you should try holotropic. They go for like 3 or 4 hours. This is actually on the short side of this kind of process. Cool. So any questions or anything about it, Pete?
No, I guess not. How do I tell if I had the sound on loud enough? Maybe that was the one question.
Well, I mean, the results speak for themselves. If you had powerful, intense cathartic release, then the music did its job.
It was okay. So, all right. That's all I got to say, I guess.
And again, this is going to be in the archive as of tomorrow. So if you want to go back and do it again and again, you can run it. What, man? Cool.
Okay.
So thanks so much for joining us, Pete. I admire your courage, and I'm so grateful that you have this beautiful release. Well done. All righty. Anyone else? Anjali typed, thank you, fantastic mix. Glad you liked it, Anjali. Here, oh, Laura and Patricia both. Let's start with Laura. Laura, how are you?
Great. So this is the first time I've done this. Uh-huh. And so I opted for the gentler mix, and I just want to say I loved all of that music all the way through. It was really great. And I think I was caught up a little bit on the breath work, like whether I was doing that right or not, but a lot of energy, it strangely through my feet, And then I had a period of like intense yawning that was like bringing the energy up through my body every time I did. And I had one period where I felt there was definitely like snake energy and almost felt like Kundalini energy, which was really nice.
Nice.
And then, yeah, just some really nice experiences, but I really enjoyed it.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. It's the first time I've had people use an alternate mix, and it felt to me like it'd be fun. It sounds like there was no energetic conflict between someone being on a different recording on the same call. So well done.
Great. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Laura. I'm so glad you were here.
Thank you.
And then Patricia, hi.
Oh, hi. Oh, my goodness. That was just amazing. I did the heavy duty one.
Uh-huh.
And oh, my. Well, today's my birthday. It's my 70th birthday. So
happy 70.
I know. I'm just so blown away, you know, oh, my God, I just released so much. And it, I don't know, everything. Oh, wow. I just released. There's just a lot of stuff.
Mm.
Let go of. And yeah, there were a lot of tears, but oh, I feel so wonderful. Thank you so so much. What a wonderful present. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad. Yay.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure. So glad you had a strong experience. Yay, I'm glad my gamble paid off. The heavy metal did its job. Anyone else have questions or comments? Ooh, thank you, allies. That's some sweet energy right there. Wow, I hope y'all are feeling that too. There's an incredible frequency coming in just right now. Because we still have an open mesa. We have not closed it yet. Okay, last call for questions or comments or feedback or anything at all. It can be good to hydrate well after this and get a good night's rest if you did it toward bedtime. So depending on how intense your process was and how tender you're feeling, you know, give yourself enough time to integrate. Maybe, you know, some people say when you've done an intense process, you know, maybe don't do so much electronics or things that would distract you from your inner process. You know, just be gentle with yourself until you feel like you're solidly back into your normal flow. And again, hopefully you release some heavy stuff once and for all, and you can proceed with more lightness and clarity and maybe a little bit deeper awakening too. All right, final call for questions or comments before we wrap this up. Special thanks to David Maximichik for making that amazing music. Oh my God. Simon and Garfunkel for taking us out, and all the other wonderful artists. As always, when I post it tomorrow on the 18th of August, I will list the artists and track names, and you'll get to learn who that was making all that beautiful music. Okay, I believe we're done. Thank you all so much for showing up live or on the recording. So grateful that you're part of Awakening Plus. And we'll call it a night. Oh, wait. I've got to close the mesa. Let's take a moment for that. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Kuichi. Allies, please take a moment to radiate this good medicine out to all beings who will be helped by it. Thank you. That feels good. Thank you, allies, so much. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this process, live or on the recording, allies, please stay with them for as long as it serves their highest good. As always, please stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you so much, allies, for holding such beautiful space for us. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Adonai. All righty, the container is closed. Big thanks once again to everybody who was part of this. Thanks for bringing your good energy and your good process. And we'll see you again next week here in Awakening Plus. Goodbye for now.